The Twilight Zone, 1959, Season 5, Episode 29, The Jeopardy Room. You lock this door with a key of imagination. Beyond is another dimension, dimension of sound, dimension of sight, dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. Just cross over into the Twilight Zone. Yes, is this Major Kunoko? Who is calling? This is Major Kunoko, isn't it? Who is calling, Major? You don't know me, but I heard your recent arrival. Your recent arrival here. I wanted you to know that you have friends. Who is this speaking? Is this a friend also? Yes, a good friend, Major. Not known to you yet, perhaps, but soon to become acquainted. May I impose upon you to remain your room, and why? Why do I have to stay in my room? I will be making contact with you very soon, Major. This well-being is our own deep concern. Now, Kornmeister. Major, may I count on you to show good sense. For your own safety, remain in your room. Be seeing your friends before long. Goodbye, now, Kornmeister. A fox is in a trap, and it could make his head leave his body from this distance. That would give you pleasure, wouldn't it? Great deal of pleasure, Kornmeister. Tell me then. Even when he lies down, I can still aim for his head. Yes, I believe it, Boris. I know your progress. Oh, put that gun away for a bit. Put it away or lay it aside. What have we got? Why? Are we not going to kill him? Patience of the Bojos. They do not slip wine. They gulp it down like a soft drink. They do not caress women. They devour them. They do not sniff at the essence of rare perfume. No, they try to jam it at their nostrils. Boris, the general will die. Indeed he will. I wanted to die with finesse, with subtlety, degree of fault. That is a good death. I did not know there was a good death or bad death. Aha, a good death is death of art. Bad is death of butcher. You, Boris, are a butcher. I am an artist. You have your death tonight, Boris, in a few hours. But you will have killed it with archery, not with a great cleaver, or an explosive bullet, or any other of the butcher tools. No, this death will be like a ballet. Cat and mouse, this is the latter. The intended victim, who may or may not know that he is to die, will be by butchery ballet. His name is Major Ivan Kurovsky. Go. He was, if events go according to the plans, perhaps free the four miles of living, but an ignorance shared by both himself and his executor. In fact, they're both taken the first step into the Twilight Zone. Yes, Major Kornowski, though. Was it a friend? Don't worry. Turn off the lights if you want to find a hiding place. I'll come in with my hands up. I've got my palms down. Major Kornowski, you are a friend. May I come in? Thank you. You are the one I spoke to on telephone? With a brief chat earlier. Well, it's quite a place you have here. Who occupied it for you, a rat? I had no luck for your choices. No, indeed, you may have not. In what respect are you a poor man, Major? Then again, you have a bed, pictures on the wall, a carpet such as it is. Well, quite as an adequate accommodation. Oh, a most wonderful view of a brick building alongside. Major? Well, they are worth place to spend an evening in, I know. I have been to many of them, indeed. Indeed you have, Siberia. Quite cold, isn't it? Been told it's almost a fortunate climate. You have been told, right, it's a freezing jungle. A freezing jungle? Oh, that's marvellous, lovely imagery. Siberia is a freezing jungle. You make reference, of course, to the people. I make reference to some people. Oh, it must have been unpleasant for you. Severely unpleasant to motivate you to renounce and leave your country and try to seek asylum elsewhere. It brings me up to date. You're a political prisoner. You escaped. You served a term of 12 years. Now you arrive here in your neutral country. You're desperately trying to get an aircraft to take you out of here. A Western nation. You feel you're under surveillance. I know I'm under surveillance. Well, do you know by whom? Very well. Well, tell me. Who are they? Look in the mirror, Professor Meister. Discerning Major, you remember faces, I remember pain. I remember some interrogations that went on for many months. I remember one particular man who smoked a long cigarette. His holder stood in the corner, nodding, smiling while he went agony to agony. So, Major, may we dispense with these masquerades, a little give and take between two strangers, feeling each other out. Now we get to the point. Do you honestly think we might permit you to book a passage on aircraft out of here? Impossible. As a former member of the military, even as far back as 12 years ago, with information that would find embarrassing and released elsewhere. So it's not really to our advantage that you leave here. Of course, it would be simpler, more convenient. Book upon me back to our embassy. I am sick and tired and torn, Colonel Meister, but I'm not insane. I would sooner cut my wrist with sink or bleed to death. No, Major. I'm afraid we are of two minds about that kind of death. Gently, gently, Major, here. I brought some Adamadillo, quite rare, most pleasant leading to a planet. I'm afraid I have to repeat, I'm not insane. I'm quite aware of what will happen to me if I were to drink any of that. You indulge, Major? If you assume this contains cyanide or another poison, you're quite wrong. You see, I don't share your death wish. I am quite a healthy man and excellent expectations as to my longevity. No. It's only posing a social drink between the two of us. I will drink first such a ritual, such a tribal rite. Prime Minister, you have only one purpose for me. Why don't you try to get it over with? You want to tell me to get rid of this? It would take more than a social wine. Yes, indeed. As my business with you, we both know what it is. I am here to so that you are dead by tomorrow morning. If it shall be, Major, with a certain degree of modesty, I will tell you I have killed, but I have done it with certainty, with interest and integrity. The best of magic executioners, and how you tend to kill me. Let me tell you what, that Major. Let's have a drink of the wine first, and then you tell yourself, hey, oh, excellent, favourite bouquet, just the amount, proper amount of dryness, quite a most effectual wine. Join me, Major. Very well, Crime Master. I will have a drink of wine, and I may kill you. Yes, you may very well try. Let me tell you something about us. Let me explain the difference between you and me. You're a malcontent, Major. You never accept that which is ordained. I, on the other hand, adapt to my situations. I don't have very much large salary. My job, at least the way it laid out, is rather a dull one, finding traces of factors and doing away with them. And your case, right? Your case, I chose to prolong it. Process of this proclamation. I've come up with something, I think, most bizarre and novel method of execution. I'm designed to challenge your talents, and we both are worthy adversary, you and me. I felt very weak. You monster, you drugged me. Oh, greetings, Major Korowski. First of all, to clear up one point, we must have been relevant to you. Been imbuing in this particular drug for many years, and reached a point where I could drink by the gallon and become quite affected. As you probably perceive, a rather gamesman when it comes to killing. I have my own rules and ethics that apply. Major Konoko, listen to the following quite carefully. This is the game, and these are the rules. You have been asleep for roughly 3 hours. During that time, I placed a booby trap in his room. I'm not visible. I attached it very common object. You trigger this object, you immediately be blown up. Now, the following position. If during the next 3 hours you're able to find the booby trap and cut the wire, you're permitted to leave the room alive. This is a guarantee, but the following conditions are the essence, Major. You must actually search for this booby trap. You must find it and render it usable. Attempt to turn out the lights, be shot once. The moment you stop the activities, at the search, you'll be shot. But if you're unable to find the trap at the end of 3 hours of the attempt to move the room during that time, afraid of the same condition apply, receive a bullet in the head. So there you are, it, Major. As a fellow expert art of booby traps, I think you admit, Major, that this situation is the own specific imaginative quality, a dogma, an interest idea, Bible that looks as if it had been pulled out. Impossible. I think he's found it, I doubt it. Dress of draw, wait and see. I seem to be, you seem to sure, sure. That you find the trap, not at all. That's not what I'm sure about. What I just mean to say is that I'm reasonably sure you find it. They find it when it's too late. Is it at the table stripping the bed? That's where you put it, isn't it? The bed. Well, now, Boris, extremely warm, but not hot. Then where, please, Westminster? Tell me, what's he doing now? Well, what's he doing now? He's in the telephone. Vote for a moment. You thought what? The telephone? Hot, Boris. Extremely hot. The telephone? Precisely, the telephone. But he just said to receive it. Indeed, he never seemed to call out. If the only other major phone was on the ring, he would answer that. That's it. If he picks up in there and after it rings, you've got it now, my friend. Major and phone rings and he answers. Place the perfect bomb inside the mechanism. Closing and explosion will only occur off the ring. A lifting receiver, at which point Major Kronko will not even have time to say hello. Rusky off. Shoot me, Vyshkov, shoot me. Why did you not kill me, Vyshkov? Shoot me, Vyshkov. What's the time, Boris? 10 minutes to live. 5. After the almost dawn, Commander, you've got another 10 minutes. Well, I think it's time, huh? How shall we say? Implement the thing. Yes, it would. Would you ring room 9863, please? Thank you. No, Commander. No, hello. Hello? Yes, I'd like to ring room 963 again, please, Grand Master. It would have been better, wouldn't it? It's all right if I get him to the next scene now. I know he's most resourceful of everybody. No, Boris, I'm sorry, sir. The line seems to be disconnected. Unable to reach your priority. It's all right, operator. I've reached him. Flight 17, Transoceanal Airways. Airports in New York. Via Belgrade, Rome, London. All aboard, please. Major, in Carrasco. On his way west of it, on his way to freedom. Freedom fought and paid by most of stunning ingenuity. Exit 1, Kramer, Sokolov. Got there two sides to an argument, two parties in line. This has been the Twilight Zone.